Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Obie and Ashley in the morning on K92.3.
You're like shaved your whole face.
I did. Yesterday, I couldn't take it anymore because I had grown that beard. Let's see, Slater and I
did November. Was like October because then we started growing it out. Well, wait, November 1st is when you did.
Right.
You hadn't shaved it since November?
Well, I had did one trimming and then after that, I was like, let me see how this thing looks. And then after a little bit, you start to look a little bummy and then you're just like,
You still got some, though. What's that called? The flavor saver?
Yeah, the soul patch. The soul patch.
So if you're eating food.
He's baby faced.
Well, yeah. So this way, you know, people don't say, hey, you look 12.
I would say at least 17, right?
Anyways, it's going to be a fantastic morning. Don't forget to map it out with us because we've got the replay of the second date update happening at 6:15. Then a little later on with the O-Town Showdown.
Oh, yeah. We get your Alan Jackson ticket to see him May 11th, which is only in a couple weekends, really, in Tampa. So that's going to be an awesome show.
Yeah. And then a little later on at about 7:35, right? That's what we agreed. We're gonna go ahead and we're going to talk to Slater about his baby shower, some of the really cool baby gifts that he got.
Uh-huh.
But does he even know what they're for and how to use them?
I brought some of them in.
I cannot wait.
No idea.
Yeah. Why'd you bring in the butt paste? We don't need that.
Oh, I know what that does.
He's like, that's mine.
It's going to be a fun show.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Obie and Ashley, I love the second date update on K92.3.
Here we are, that moment on the show that we get to play the national anthem and we get to dedicate it to individuals out there, which there are so many. So many. Today, to the principals.
Yes.
Right? School principals, right? Because when you're growing up, you're in fear of them. You don't really have a great relationship with them. You're just kind of like, man, I don't want to get in trouble and be sent to that person's office.
Well, yeah, you know it two ways. Principal's office could be bad news, or a lot of days there's a lot of principals that are like super friendly, but they also get the job done, and they kind of actually have great relationships with the students.
Hey, and there's a lot of pressure on principals too. You know, some of the stuff that we don't see is a lot of their school ratings. You know, they want to have a good school rating. So sometimes some principals have to get a real job done to get that school rating, you know?
Of course.
That makes them feel even better. So anyways, to you guys this morning, waking up, to your faculties, to you this morning, the national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets ran around, the bombs bursted in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free? In the
in the morning.
Wakes me up. Gets me in a good mood.
Every morning.
Oh, yeah.
K92.3. Mono to mono. City to city. The stakes are set. It's time. Time for the O-Town Showdown.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Nice. Love it. Okay, so that is Noelle of Lake Mary?
Yes.
Woo!
Hey, good morning, Noelle. Yeah. She's been trying hard for these tickets.
Nice. Okay. going up against Lewis of East Orlando.
Hello.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Lewis, what side of East Orlando? Like, what part?
Bonneville. Just a little subdivision, a little community.
Okay. Yeah.
We know it well.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. All right. Okay, so we got a chance to say good morning to you guys. Why don't you neighbors love on each other real quick?
Good morning, Lewis.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you. You're the same. Hey, you're sitting at home. I'm seeing Alan Jackson.
So here's the way it works, all right? We've got the beautiful Ashley right here.
Hey. Hello.
Now, she's got three questions for you. The questions themselves are not too hard because it's not who's the smartest.
Nope.
It's who's the quickest using their sound, having the right answer, and that's how you win this year's showdown, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Cool. Let's get those buzzer sounds from you. This will be the sound that you make when you think you're right. Okay, let's start with our lady first. Noelle of Lake Mary, and your sound.
This time, we're going to use Jeter, my dog.
Aw. Oh, okay, what so breed? Cute.
He's a German Shepherd.
Oh, I love German Shepherds.
Big fan, are you?
Yeah, you think?
All right, okay, so Lewis of Eastside Orlando, what's going to be your sound today?
Savannah.
Okay, Lana. Favorite city in Georgia?
She's my Australian Shepherd.
Oh, look at you guys with your shepherds.
Look at that, guys. This is great. Okay, so good. Let's get those sounds one more time. Noelle of Lake Mary.
Jeter.
Lewis of Eastside Orlando.
Savannah.
Guys, we're ready for the Hometown Showdown.
Question number one. You guys should know this one. What is a dog's most powerful sense?
Jader.
Savannah.
Oh, man. Okay, that was Noel.
His nose.
Yeah, that's right. His sniffer.
Nice.
The sniffer.
Look at that.
Well done for Lake Mary with one under the belt. Lewis, you need at least one to stay in the game, okay?
Okay.
Question number two. What is the postal abbreviation for Texas?
Jader.
Oh. Wow, Noel.
So is it BTX?
What?
Texas. Wow.
Sorry, Lewis.
I'll be sitting at home. Are you enjoying Alan Jackson? No big deal.
You are the winner, Noel.
Noel, you're going to see Alan Jackson.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, Lewis, why don't you come on in here for this man hug? Come on. Come on, brother.
That's right.
Not
pretending
you're puppy. Whoa. You guys are amazing. And take care of those pups, guys. That's another edition of the O-Town Showdown. Yeehaw.
Woo. Bang, bang, bang.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K-82-3.
So here we are. We only have about a handful of days left that kids are in school. And then, of course, families are going to be planning their vacations
That's crazy.
What they're going to do for the summer and whatnot.
I can't believe it's already that time of the year.
Yeah. Well, and here's what's good is if you wanted to do a staycation, guess what? Everybody in the world's trying to come here.
No kidding.
So it looks like AAA just put out the number one spot that everybody's trying to come to is Orlando.
And then Honolulu, and then Anchorage, Alaska.
It makes sense.
How did Alaska even make the list?
I think Alaska is the later demographic. There's a lot of older adults that like to go take cruises and stuff to go to Anchorage, Alaska, like those, whatever.
And sure. And it's getting warmer because all the global warming.
Oh.
So Anchorage is not as cold as it used to
be. That is not a benefit.
But there is. I mean, seriously, I love when like record reps or people that come in here, they're always like, man, is there anything to do in Orlando other than like the theme parks? I'm like, I don't even live close to the theme parks. I live like 40 minutes away. It's like the small little towns that are so great about Orlando, and like you could just relax and chill and good restaurants.
Well, so what's good about Orlando? What do you guys like?
What?
Like if you were to say the best thing.
Right. Okay. So take out Disney, take out Universal, take out SeaWorld, take out all those things because we obviously know that those things kick butt compared to any other city.
Yeah. So what?
So what else? The fact that we're close to beaches?
For sure. You can drive anywhere from here.
Yeah. And like Ashley said, the little towns. This is what I love about Orlando too, is that the minute you get away from the tourist traps, there are a bunch of little cities to be discovered. Downtown Mount Dora is beautiful. They're working on Claremont's downtown. Winter Garden. You guys know I love Winter Garden.
And then downtown Orlando, have you ever seen the Morgan & Morgan building? I mean, come on.
I love it.
That's what you can
That's the top.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Lauren. I love listening to K92.3 every morning. That second date update, always on point.
On K92.3.
All right, so we got ourselves a little scenario in here where Slater, if you don't know, Slater is having a baby girl.
Yay! Woo!
Thank you, guys.
Was just out for the weekend up in Vermont.
Yes. Yeah, we had the baby shower. My in-laws threw it. Some of our closest friends and my family came from Massachusetts. So
cool.
It was great. I've learned a lot about what I got coming.
Because this wasn't like a standard baby shower. Like Obi and I were talking, like the last one I was at was all women. It was a little more intimate. But this one, because you're out of town, you had all these family members, all these friends. It was men and women.
So it was 70 people. It was a Jack and Jill open bar. I didn't pay for that. But it was good. But yeah, we opened up the gifts afterwards because I guess nowadays it's almost not PC. Because you hurt people's feelings.
With that many people.
And with that many people, too.
So,
yeah.
Were you in on the gift registration, or did Ashley do all that herself?
I had no idea. Yeah, so...
So you brought some stuff in, okay?
Yeah, and I had to get her, because I'm like, will you grab three items? And she's like, do you even know what these are? And I said, I don't.
And that's perfect.
I don't think Obi even knows.
Okay, this is hilarious. We're live on Facebook right now. If you are not driving and you want to check this out, the items that Slater brought in. So I know what they are because I've been to enough baby showers.
Well, and as an experienced parent, I should know what these are. But let me just say this. Like every year, parents out there, you know what I'm talking about. Every year they come up with new contraptions. So,
Yes,
what you're holding in your hand right now, I do not know what that is. It looks like a tree branch.
It looks like a tree, like a white tree branch.
Yes. Do you know where it goes? It has to do with that other thing you brought in,
do you know what this is, Obi?
Yes. Okay. So that is the mat that you would, after you wash all your bottles and after you wash all your baby stuff, you lay your stuff on that mat to dry.
Okay. But if you're not a parent, what this looks like is a...
Putting green.
A putting green, it's like a little patch of grass. Or if you're potty training your dog to pee inside,
there you go. This
is what you would do.
You can use that after baby.
Yeah, my two dogs are going to have a field day. And then this, which I thought was a teaser, it is a teether?
A teether?
It's a teeth. You're supposed to bite this,
not
right?
Not a cloth.
Yeah.
No, that's not it? No. That's not a teeth. You don't bite on.
Do you know what this is?
Fabric.
That's what I was saying. It's either a rattler or it's a teether.
Yeah.
So there's no rattle, I guess.
Yes.
On the end.
Senses.
That's what that's supposed to be.
Okay.
I don't know.
So babies
like that?
Yeah. So they can feel, they can hear the different things. It's like the five senses. They try and incorporate that into the toys now. And that twig, though, we didn't get to the twig. You put that in the grass, and that's where you put that's where you dry off like the nipples for the bottle. And the lids for the bottle.
Nobody wants a wet nipple.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
All these singing competition shows, which one, by the way, another new one coming down that's going to be hosted by one of your local country guys that you know very well. I'll tell you that in just a second. Last night, though, The Voice was back on the top 11. And Caleb Lee from Ormond Beach, he's in the top 11 on Team Kelly. And they wanted him to show more of his fun side last night. That's what they talked about. Like, it's all been kind of serious, some slower songs. Last night, he did Travis Tritt, Trouble. Man, I'm gonna love you, and I'm never gonna hit you.
It.
Yeah, I mean, it was really, really cool. I mean, there's so much good talent on The Voice. And last night, it's funny because I think it's going to come down to, I don't know, Team Blake, Team Kelly. Then Team Adam has a really good girl on his team. But the guy on Team Blake, Pryor Baird, did this Bob Seger song. It's just crazy the vocals coming out of these contestants this season.
Well, let's see. We'll see if our man Caleb Lee survives tonight. Tonight,
yes.
they're going to cut somebody.
Yeah, because they so after he performed last night, it was like voting was open. So voting. A lot of people have been trying to text in stuff, vote online, all that good stuff. In other news, Shania Twain was on the Today Show yesterday, and with that news came that her and Jake Owen are teaming up for a singing competition show on the USA Network. It's going to be filmed all this summer in Nashville. It's going to air this fall. But they're basically going to be picking a country's next breakout star or group or duo, whatever it may be.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, Shania Twain, I think she's going to do a great job as a hostess. You know, it's been a while since people have seen her in the limelight the way that she is now.
Yeah.
And so I think she'll be funny. And I hope that Jake's going to be good, too.
Yeah, it should be interesting. So once again, that's going to be on the USA Network this fall. Shania Twain and Jake Owen singing competition show.
We'll watch it together.
In other news, switching gears to Hollywood, NSYNC finally got their Hollywood star, their Walk of Fame. They didn't have one all these years, like as big as NSYNC has been. This is, I mean, Eva Longoria had one before them. Hey, she's only.
That's awful.
Does Justin Timberlake, does he qualify for like his own now in the future, right? Like, can you imagine having two stars?
He might already have his.
He might. He seriously might. But anyways, it was kind of funny because Justin Timberlake, I was watching like the press conference and he did like most of the talking. I was like, would you just let JC talk? Like nobody's heard from JC in years.
Bye-bye.
But of course, everybody knows Justin, so that makes sense. But hey, just a heads up, tomorrow morning at 7:10, we'll have more tickets for you to see Alan Jackson in the O-Town Showdown.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
I love the topics that they talk about and the music that they play.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
Andy, where do you live?
I'm in Windermere.
Okay, well, thank you for calling us. Get into your story about this date.
Yeah, so it's this girl, Nicole. We met online and then had been chatting and texting back and forth for a while, and so we decided to meet up and go out, and we did, and I was surprised at how well it went. You get that vibe about people, and sometimes it clicks and sometimes it doesn't. And with Nicole, it's like, this is perfect. This girl is exactly what I've been looking for the last 5 years. And
wow.
She is, and it was great. And then she just up and vanished on me.
Why do you say 5 years?
Just dating around and trying to find the right person. And most of the women, they hit a couple of marks on the list of what I'm looking for, but it just kind of fizzles out after a while, and I'm just, like, tired of not quite getting there.
Do you think she felt the same way? Like, was there any signs that she felt the same way?
I'm not sure if I'm, like, the 100% perfect for her, but, you know, I think I'm close enough that it's worth, you know, fighting for.
Right.
Hey, so just a heads up. I mean, you know, are you prepared for her to be upset just in case she doesn't want to be on the radio?
I'm prepared for it, but I'm not expecting that to happen.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we'll go ahead and we'll try to call her right now. If you can, give us a moment to talk to her first before we invite you in, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Hello?
Yes, like to speak to Nicole, please.
This is she.
Nicole, good morning. It's Obie and Ashley.
Good morning, Nicole.
We are morning radio show hosts for K92.3, the big station here in town.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
All right, so we're calling you not because you won anything, but we're calling you because we'd love to send you on a dinner date.
Oh.
I know this sounds super, super creepy, but it's not just like we don't just want to send you on a dinner date with anybody. We want to send you with Andy, the guy you went on a date with not too long ago. You guys met online.
Wait, why Andy?
there more?
Yeah, so what ended up happening that you're not calling him back?
Well, what did he tell you?
Okay, so he told us that you guys had a lot in common. You guys had talked online for a long time. You finally went on a date. I don't know. You've caught this guy's eye.
Yeah, it totally, like, blew him away.
That wasn't necessarily my experience. He is a nice person, and we did talk on, like, the Instagram direct message and stuff, and we talked for a while because, like, he comments on my pictures a lot. And so we finally, like, met up for a date, but he proposed to me on the date. And
What?
Yeah, he proposed to me, so I don't really want to go on a second
date. Hold on a minute. This was the very first time you ever met in person, right?
Yes.
Okay, and let me ask you this. Why did you not say yes? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I really am. But what's the deal? So besides that, which is pretty freaking forward, I you know what? I don't even know what I'm doing. Let's just bring Andy into the conversation.
Yeah, we need to hear about
Andy, you're on the line now.
Yeah. Okay, so I admit proposing on the first date is a little bold, but, you know, I think bold is good, and, you know, when you know, you know. Like, I don't want to waste more time, like, second-guessing what I know is right.
I don't know you, like, at all. We met for a date. The only thing I know that we have in common is that we both like birds.
Well, it's not every day.
I'm really embarrassed.
What do you guys, hold on. What do you guys have in common?
Birds.
Birds? Like, what are you, both of you guys like parrot owners?
No, I take pictures of birds.
Oh,
like, that's my whole Instagram. Cool.
Okay, she's selling herself short. She doesn't just take pictures. These are our works of ornithological art. They're incredible. Whoa.
Oh, my God. You are so creepy.
God.
I didn't answer any of your calls, any of your texts. I blocked you. Like, I can't believe you're putting me on the radio for this.
How did you even have a ring?
Because, like, telling you, no, I'm not going to marry you.
Okay, okay. Well, Andy, where did this ring even come from? Did you, like, buy a ring for her specifically?
Yeah. It's not like I bring a ring to every date with every woman. It was just for Nicole.
Wow.
We've never met before. You don't do that to people.
I don't know. I think I like him being, you know, spontaneous.
I don't know about that.
Would you be okay if a fan proposed to you?
Nicole, besides all that, I mean, can we get you guys on a date, and this time propose?
No. Yeah, Andy, can you slow down?
Oh, my God. No, I'm sorry. Like, it's too much. It's too fast, and I'm feeling really uncomfortable, so I would like to end this.
Sure, and we can respect that. Andy, sorry we couldn't help any further.
That's all right, you know. It's disappointing, but oh well.
Aww. Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Kristen. I love waking up to Obie and Ashley every morning and listening to that great second date update.
On K-82-3.
All right, so we just had that second date update. Very interesting, the guy who felt that because they had so much in common with the birds that he could propose like that on the first date, which he just should have known that wasn't going to work out.
Yeah, that's wild. I feel like, at first I was like, okay, is there something we don't know? Had they gone on other dates? Had they known each other longer? But no.
But sometimes you don't need time. Sometimes you don't need this long amount of time to be together, right? Slater, you wasted no time getting married.
Yeah, it was, I knew after 3 months, I already like bought the ring.
Yeah, but you had hung out with her multiple times before, like, it wasn't just a first date.
And she doesn't like birds, so.
All right, so that's the chime time. You wasted no time getting married. 844-254-9232. Hey.
Well, actually, my brother met his wife through mutual friends, and I don't know, he just said he knew. Like, he knew when he knew, and he ended up proposing. They were together for a few weeks. It was just, like, meant to be.
Wow.
They were in their 30s and just didn't want to wait. And they've been married for 10 years now.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, you do hear the stories of it working, so that's good.
Yeah, it worked for them.
All right, you wasted no time getting married. It's chime time.
Hey, Orlando, it's Michael Ray. It's chime time.
You heard him.
It's chime time.
844-254-9232.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K-92-3.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so we got ourselves a great chime time here. Appreciate everybody who's joining in the conversation. 844-254-9232. As we're talking about, you wasted no time getting married, okay? Mm-hmm. Some people just know. Like, some people can be together for weeks and immediately know.
And you hear those success stories. That's so weird, though, that we're talking about this, because I just had, like, 3 or 4 sorority sisters that I know, like, that were married, get divorced already.
Yeah.
And it's been so quick. So it works out. Mm-hmm. I've heard stories it works out, and some don't.
All right. How about you? Good morning.
Yeah, you know, it was a pretty classic story. It was, we were in Las Vegas, actually, sitting at a bar casino, and I looked over at her, and she looked at me, and we had a couple drinks, and I got the nerve, and I was doing really good on the casino, and I said, you know, what the hell, and I proposed to her, and she said yes, and we've been married together for almost 15 years.
Whoa. Wow.
Woo. Hey, you struck it rich.
No kidding. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, K92.3, good morning.
This is Sarah. I'm calling from Titusville, and we just got married after almost 11 years.
Whoa! That's way long. That's not very quick.
Yeah, we have 3 kids, and 11 years later, we decided to get married. And then my brother was with his now wife for 3 months and got married. So,
wow, okay. K92.3, good morning. Who's this?
My name's Joan. I've worked with my mother-in-law. I met her son. We met in November. Engaged December, married March.
Whoa, wow. Nice.
27 and a half years we were married.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
K92.3, good morning. Who's this?
This is Amanda. And, actually, I was proposed to a year in, but my husband told me the night that he met me that he was going to marry me.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, actually, it kind of creeped me out at first, honestly, not going to lie. I was like, no, okay, it's a big joke. And then here we are.
Here we are.
What happens if he doesn't blink and he says it?
We're going to get married one day. I mean, completely called it.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.